Well, thank you, TJ, for the song. I was glad singing in the back over there. But also, I'm thankful. It's a privilege to preach and open this book. And second of all, because I didn't get Ed's text. Oh, my word. Well, but I was studying my text, my verses. I had to look his verses. And then I spent more time in his verses than my verses because I couldn't figure out what I was saying over there. But I praise God for that we are washing his blood and that we have the Holy Spirit to help us to understand this book. So, 4, verses 1 and 3, 2, 3, and My idea here, that my thinking and my thought here to guide this message is as the Christ suffering inspires us and strengthens us to a faithful and a pure life to Him. So I hope you can see that as we go through these verses. So if you turn your eyes down over there, therefore, since Christ suffered in His body, arm yourself also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in parties and lust and drunkenness and orgies and all kinds of idolatry. Sorry, if I changed a few words because I cannot pronounce those words. But I look at the words in the Greek, so I got and say, well, I can say parties, I can say drunkenness. So, because I cannot say those words down there. So, verse 1, Peter calls us to this faithful and pure life on a person and the model of Christ. He says, look to Christ. Look to this suffering that he had on the body. And we are thinking about what kind of suffering. So we go to verses 18, that Christ died for sins once and for all, the righteous for the unrighteous. So Peter is calling us on this time, on this age, to live our lives in the way that Christ did. So how we are called to do that? So verse 1 says, arm yourself with the same mind that Christ had when he was suffering, when he was living here. And so I was thinking that in Philippians 2 comes in my mind, when Christ, being the same nature of God, he denied himself and go through a cross, the just to unjust, humble himself for us. So that mind that we have to have here, so you understand that your life now belongs to Christ, and your suffering is need be the same way that he did. Not that we need figuratively like die on the cross, but we need to take this cross. So, how we do that? We arm ourselves with the same way that Christ did on the suffering. So, if it goes on the verse, in 1 John says that, I have here, sorry. 1 John says that, but if anyone obeys his words, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know that we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk the same way that Jesus did. So, the first point here is Christ's suffering inspires us, strengthens us to call us to take the same step that Jesus did. And this same steps is right here in verse 1. Now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, I was reading this book, about the Second War, the American soldiers went to Europe, and they were overseas, and they were in war. But then they have those free times, and at the free times they were using for their own pleasure. So they were going to do any kind of riot on the streets and go in the bars. And the people from the Europe was thinking, oh, those guys are disgusting. Or those guys are so bad. And if you know the term ugly American, came from that time when they were looking to Americans and say, wow, that's not a good living way to do life. But what I'm saying here, it's not that I'm criticizing the soldiers, but I'm saying that the actions and the behavior that they do on the overseas will have had an impression to the country that they belong to. So if we are Christians and we are called, we are citizens of heaven, how the way that we live our lives here will give others the reflect of what heaven is. So if you were saying that, well, this life is just like pleasures for myself, so you're saying, and also you claim that you're a Christian, so you're saying that heaven is just not real, or you were saying that Christ died for vain. But if you live your life with the same attitude that Christ did here, you will attract people to Christ and to heaven doing the same step that our Master did. Point two, if we go to verse 2, says that he does not live the rest of his early life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. So this suffering that Christ had it for us inspired and strengthened us that we are now transformed, and now we have reasons to keep and pressing on to until that day. If you see over there, these benefits that we have to live a godly life for Christ and for God, says that sin is, we are done with sin. Two, we live this life with a different master. Says that you don't live anymore for human desires. Three, we live for the will of God. So now we have a purpose. We have a reason why we should do things. And four, we have a different living. You go verse three, says, for you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in parties and lust, drunkenness, and all kind of idolatry. So Christ's suffering gave all these benefits to us, the victory over sin. We live a life to a different master, and also we live for the will of God and a different living. Our living is not the same as we started. So if you see yourself without Christ, look to back to your old times, old living, and you look now, you see that we are different. And just the author of this book, look to the Peter's denial until this time that he was living for Christ. He was suffering. He was almost dying here. He was in the old time. But he never lose hope. He never lose his faith because his faith was built in Christ. So last point that I'm going to show you is that our Christ's suffering inspire and strengthen us to not fill our lives with old pleasures. Verse 3 says, for you have spent enough time in the past, doing what pagans choose to do. And if you go to look this Christ suffering, that will bring us joy to understand that the maximum prize and the maximum pleasure comes from Christ. And had no other pleasure that you can trade for it. So, just finish here. Christ, whenever he was talking with his disciples, he said, "You will be persecuted. You will face that." And Peter, 1 Peter and 2 Peter and were books that were written to Christians that were being persecuted. And we may not have the same type of persecution here now, but we are persecuted in the different ways. We are being persecuted to change a godly living for Christ and through Christ for pleasures of this earth. And if you go to verse 6, and that's my ending. "For this reason, for this is the reason the gospel was preached even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to the man in regard to the body, believe according to God in regard to the spirit." We are saved to live a life for God. And so we need to use this gospel, this suffering that God, that Christ had it, for his good. And and we probably know that this is hard, but it says in the verses after that God will help us to do that. So finishing here, I want to challenge you to arm yourself with this suffering, that this mind, the same mind that Christ had in the suffering, but also to help to encourage you to live this life for the will of God. Thank you.